The pandemic has taken a toll on mental health. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mehtab Jafari, professor in the School of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences at the University of California, Irvine, explores the effects.
For the past 18 months, academic institutions have focused most of their COVID-19 efforts toward helping protect students against infection and providing medical care for those who have been infected by the coronavirus. The pandemic's toll on mental health has especially impacted students, particularly those already facing financial and practical barriers to mental health treatment. In a recent survey of UCI and UCLA students, 87% of students expressed that the pandemic has negatively impacted their mental health. Our team of UCI researchers found a few key discoveries in their analysis of more than 590 student responses shared anonymously. Firstly, students want to be involved in decision-making processes that would directly impact their lives. They want university administrators to include them in conversations and dialogues so that they can be active agents in the development of ideas and solutions. The most efficient way to learn about our students' need is to get them involved in making decisions that impact them by communicating with them and not to them. They also stress the intersection of mental health, financial support, and academics, and the various ways in which these needs overlap to create and exacerbate hardships. Following the survey and study results, we found that academic institutions should look to develop technology, programs, and services to address the poor mental health pandemic.
That was Mehtab Jafari of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.